All right, welcome back into the Chase and Big Joe show here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Our next guest, I'm telling you, we've had a lot of great guests on this show, but we tweeted out yesterday that Derek Lewis was coming on. The response from you guys has been something else, amazing. And we're pleased to be joined now by Derek Lewis, who's on the line with us today. UFC's coming to town on July 12th. Derek, how are you, sir? And thank you for doing this.
I'm doing good, man. I mean, I'm like, damn, that was a long-ass commercial break.
We said the same thing. Man, how are you? And we are so looking forward to seeing you in here in about 6 weeks. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, that's what I was just finished doing 6 miles right now. Just got done running.
How long does it take Derek Lewis to run 6 miles?
Say about 4 hours.
But you get it done, right?
I walk around, yeah.
What is your training? Is it, do you ever take a day off?
Yeah, I take days off. I take Saturday off. That's about it.
Derek Lewis is with us here on the Chase and Big Joe show. Derek Lewis, it's going to be an incredible fight July 12th against you against Teixeira. Just curious, with his tall stature, can fans expect a flying knee?
They can expect a spinning back kick. You know, I get my legs up there.
Okay, love that. along with that, yesterday John Jones made his, official retirement from the UFC. With him being in the heavyweight division, it just seems like all that's up in the air because they were having that match to be set up between him and Tom Aspinall. Obviously, that's in the rearview mirror now, but what is it for you when you look at a guy's career like John Jones?
Oh, I didn't know he retired. I don't keep track of John or no other heavyweights in the division, so I just focus on myself. I don't care what everyone else is doing.
Derek, man, my co-host had like 15 questions off of that, but that's fine, though. Well, Derek, no, I'm kidding.
I did. You're good, Derek.
I'm kidding. We're talking to Derek Lewis.
I just got to remember this is a PG radio show, so it's not, I can't say what I really want to say.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. Yes, we appreciate
it. I know you got that buzzer waiting.
We do got the buzzer waiting. Listen, what is it about, we know your background, your bio. When did you know this was your future? Was it a certain match? Was it a certain moment that you knew that UFC was going to be your life?
Oh, whenever I got locked up for it. And I just said, man, I ain't getting locked up for it no more. I'm just getting paid to do it. So that's what I started doing.
You fought all over. You're so beloved. Are you amazed, Derek, at all the people that just think highly of you, that follow you, that just think that you hung the moon?
No, I appreciate that. But, I really don't think about stuff like that. I just be myself. That's all I'm doing.
Derek, you've mentioned on multiple, outlets that you want to fight more. This is your first match in a little bit over a year now. I guess, what is your benchmark for you going forward in your career? How many matches do you want to fight this year and into next season?
It really don't matter. I signed a new contract last year, and shit, the way they're paying right now, shit, I can fight until I'm 50. The way they're paying, they're finally paying the fighters now, so I'm happy with that.
Okay, perfect. Love to hear that. Do you know anything about Nashville for the most part? I know UFC's been to Nashville once in the last couple of years, but do you have any big plans minus the match afterwards?
I heard y'all got some good chicken wings out there, so that's the only reason why I'm coming, checking chicken wings out.
Do you like hot chicken, Derek?
Of course, I'm black. You know I like hot chicken.
All right, Derek Lewis on the line with us. Derek, we ask guys this all the time, but when you're going to fight Teixeira, how do you scout him? Do you watch tape? Do you look at his past 3 or 4 fights? You look at his past 30 fights? How do you approach this?
I used to watch tape on my opponents, but I stopped doing it because once I get in there with them, they change the whole game up. Some guys like stand up, stand and bang. And as soon as I fight them, they turn to wrestling.
So you're ready for anything.
Yes. So I just start focusing on myself, getting my condition ready for these 5 rounds, man. I told them I don't want to do 5 rounds. They're still trying to put me in the main event 5 rounds. So I'm still getting fans what they want.
Have you gone? I mean, I'm sure you have. When's the last time you went five rounds?
Probably 2 years ago. And that was only because the guy was trying to make love to me, just holding me.
You won that fight, obviously, right?
No, I lost. So I don't swing that way, so I'll just let him have it.
Oh, okay. So with this fight here with Teixeira coming up on July 12th at the Bridgestone Arena. By the way, tickets are on sale doing this. So when you do this, do you need to be more in shape? Do you keep your strength? How do you balance both of those, Derek?
What's that?
With your strength and being in conditioning, because sometimes you got to take more strength and the conditioning slides a little bit, or sometimes you better shape and the strength kind of slides just a tad bit.
I've always been strong, so I really don't focus on like strength workouts, nothing like that. I just work on conditioning because that's the main thing with heavyweights. You don't want to go in there and swinging, kicking or whatever, and getting tired the first minute of the fight. So that's the most important thing is conditioning.
You mentioned conditioning there, Derek. I mean, Teixeira is 8-0 with his UFC career. Seven of those coming from TKO, one of them by submission. You're known to be a fighter that likes to knock other fighters out as well. Correct me if I'm wrong, but 15 first-round knockouts, or 15 knockouts with six of them coming in the first round. Obviously, this is a five-round fight. How are you able, I guess, in your mindset, going to pace yourself coming into a tall-statured fighter like Teixeira?
I feel like with my power and everything I got going on, I feel like if I touch anyone, I can end the fight whenever I feel like. So that's why I'm going into this fight with. So if I want to end the fight in third round, or if I want to end the fight in first, or the last few seconds of the fifth round, I believe I can do that.
Okay. Well, and also, Derek, to add on to this conversation, looking at the UFC and the heavyweight division, minus Teixeira, like, who else would you look at as a threat in this division now with the whole John Jones saga coming to a close?
To be honest with you, I really don't even watch UFC like that, so I don't even know.
That's the perfect answer. Derek Lewis is on the phone with us. UFC coming to town July 12th at Bridgestone. Tickets are on sale. All right, so Derek, nutrition-wise, do you have a trainer who says, don't eat that, eat this, don't eat that? How does that all work?
I used to have a trainer like that, but I got rid of him because McDonald's had that McGriddle in town, and he said I couldn't get it, so I had to get rid of him. So I really just eat whatever I want.
How does it, I mean,
if
so.
If I eat too much, I just throw up.
I love this because you get all these people telling you what you should do and what you shouldn't do, and you're like, I'm just going to do what I want to do, right?
Yes, I'm the one in there getting beaten and choked out and stuff like that. They're not.
Can you, in a PG way, tell us about the phone call with President Trump recently that you got?
Well, I could tell you the way Trump said, how he talked. But no, I ain't gonna do that. No, it's classified, man. I'm not at liberty right now to talk about that.
I love it.
There's no good things are coming.
There you go. That's good. Yeah.
I got to ask you, Derek, you know, at the end of the fight, a couple years back when Joe Rogan interviewed you and you ended up taking off your pants, in a PG way, I guess, as my cohort was saying there, what kindled all that? And then after all that took place, what did you see from all the sponsorships? Did that just open up a whole avenue for your career?
Oh, yes. They opened up a big avenue for it. So I made probably over $100,000 in just merch itself. I got a Manscaped deal. I got a couple of other deals also from that. Popeyes, like a bunch of other deals. But the reason why I did him, shit, it was hot. Right? It's self-explained.
Right. Do you have anything up your sleeve that just has fans ready to go for you when you come here July 12th?
I really don't know. I really don't plan nothing. It's just whatever, how I feel. I ain't even planning on taking my cup off and throwing it in the crowd or mooning the crowd. I don't plan none of that. So I'm really just trying not to do all that because I forgot my kids go to elementary school and their parents around my age. So whenever I go to my kids' school, and their friends all talking about stuff like that. So I'll be embarrassed. So I'm going to try to keep it cool this fight.
There you go. That's spoken like a true good dad. Hey, Derek, thank you for this. We'll see you July 12th, man. This is an honor, and I hope to talk to you soon, my man. Thank you.
Yes, no problem. Thank you, guys.
All right, Derek Lewis with the line of the century that he just gave us. All right, thank you. Again, that's July 12th. Tickets on sale right now. It'll be at Bridgestone Arena. Let's go to the break. We had celebrity birthdays. What day is it next? Right here, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.